We want to make this as quick as we can. We do not want to drag this out. And so I'm going to ask that you quickly get your seat. Please give us your attention as quickly as possible. And also that we try to get those that are out in the hallway and children, et cetera, in. We want to be able to deal with these issues as quickly as we can. If all the deacons, staff, both secretarial and pastoral staff, and I'm ringing just a bit, Chris, elders would come up here, I would appreciate it if you could make your way to the platform as quickly as possible.
I guess we got pretty much everybody settled in real quickly. We don't want to tarry any longer. But what we want to do is that we just want to clear the air, that we thought we had taken care of this when we spoke about this at a business, at the meeting we had, the cottage meeting we had back in May. But some issues have come up again, and we just want to make sure that everybody is on an understanding from where we're coming from and where the leadership stands and what we are going to be doing as a church. And you want me to hold the microphone better? It would have been better if I was as tall as JC. So we've got a couple of things we want to say, and we want you to hear from the various parts of the leadership of their perspective and their positions on these issues. So, Chris?
How are y'all doing today? Am I too loud? Okay. I wrote down some thoughts. This sounds really weird to me. Sounds okay to you guys? I'm not used to this. But to keep myself from rambling like I tend to do, I'm just going to read to you guys what I wrote. And I would invite you guys to, if you have any further questions on anything that I've written here, anything I'm going to read to you, please, you know, catch me right after or whatever. I think anybody that knows me knows I'll tell you whatever you want to know. But I'll start reading. I come before you today humbly, but also with conviction. As a local church body, we've been through a difficult time over the past year or so. Lucy and I have seen a number of close brothers and sisters in Christ leave this body. And as you all know, this is not easy. On the contrary, it's painful. I think that's a benefit and a risk of a small body. Everyone gets very close, and we feel it more when someone leaves. But during this period, Lucy and I have carefully watched the actions and responses of Dan and Tom and Sam and Io, our church leadership. And to this day, we've not seen anything in these men that have caused us concern over their integrity or their motivations or their desire to glorify God through this ministry. What we have seen in these men is a sincere and deep concern for the health and welfare of this body, and a perseverance in looking forward to what God has for us to accomplish in this ministry. What I hear from our leadership consistently is a call for personal holiness, not just the deacons, not just the elders, but all of us who would heed that call, which is not just the elders' call, but Christ's call, and plans for reaching those around us, our community, for Christ. And I gladly accepted this opportunity on behalf of my family and the deacon board to stand firmly in support of our pastor and our elders and look forward to how God will use us for his glory and for the spread of the gospel. And I did read that, but those are my thoughts, and I feel very strongly about that, and I do want to be a part of the solution here. I want to do what God wants me to do, and I want our body to be effective in reaching our community. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. I've been asked to speak on behalf of the staff. During the past 4.5 years, I've had the privilege of ministering here as pastor of senior adults. And I've had times that I've questioned judgments or policies and Pastor Dan, but do you know what? That happened to me too. But not one time have I ever had reason to question this man's integrity or honesty. And I just want to, and I speak on behalf of the staff in that area. I even heard a rumor, somebody last week, that Dan and I weren't getting along, that we had a rift between us. I wish you'd straighten that out.
I'll do that.
Okay. That's not true. I wish I hadn't said that. Yeah. Well, it's good, and I love this brother, I do. But I speak for the staff when I say, in all honesty, that I've not had reason to question Pastor Dan's integrity or honesty. And I trust that God may use him and us together to serve the Lord.
And that brings me back up. Over the past several months, actually over a year, there's been numerous changes here at our church. Some have involved programs, many have involved people. Some of those have been issues that have come to our doorstep recently, others that have been issues that have been here for many, many years, long before Dan came. During these difficult times, there have been accusations made against Pastor Dan, the elder board, and at times the staff. Most have involved personalities, but several were charges of sin. When these accusations and charges were made, the elders looked at the evidence and determined what, if any, problems and what, if any, sin existed. When appropriate, others in leadership were consulted and investigated these charges. And speaking for the elder board and everybody else who had been involved in any of these issues, we want to say that there was no merit, no basis, no truth in these accusations. Furthermore, we have found Pastor Dan to be a man of integrity. Let no one question where we stand on that. These accusations and attacks on Dan's character have taken a toll on him and his family. We believe when we stated our support for Dan in May, we could put this matter behind us and go forward. Since that time, Dan and others have continued to be subject of attacks which are not true. Some of those who have left have contacted people within the congregation. Some of these accusations have been repeated and new charges have been invented. Let me now say to the whole congregation that the elders are wholeheartedly behind Pastor Dan. What is being said is, with that being said, it is time for grace to move on with the Lord's work. We are moving forward. We are putting this issue behind us. And now one other thing I want everyone to understand is that over this time is that during these times, Dan has received counsel from the elders that we would prefer his response be much in line with the character of Christ when things and he was maligned and attacked and not to defend himself. And Dan, having a thick skin, can take that abuse. And having that ability, he has been able to do that. But over the past several months, it's finally dawned on me, because I'm rather slow in certain things, that this has taken a tremendous toll on Joanne and the rest of his family. And there will be no more attacks. And Joanne, I'd like to say to you that whatever part we had in giving counsel to Dan that caused you heartache, I would ask your forgiveness and apologize for that. Thank you.
There have been a number of times throughout the last several months in which people have said, why don't you just leave? And probably the easiest way for me to deal with this is to explain to you why I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving because I believe that God has planted me here, and so far nobody has convinced me otherwise. I'm not leaving because we live in a town of almost 4 million people, a place where people are moving in by the hundreds every week, a place where people need to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we stand in greatest readiness today to make a difference in those people's lives. I don't want to be about the business of setting people straight on rumors and issues. I want to be about the business of winning people for Jesus. He has brought us into a place where we uniquely stand ready to accomplish wonderful things for Him. And from this day forward, we are not looking back. I know some of you thought, oh no, this is an announcement that he's getting ready to resign. I'm not ready. I'm ready to stand here and work and strive for the sake of the gospel. And what we are asking, these guys up here, is not that you think that we are perfect, but that we all understand that we stand together and we're asking you to stand with us. So next Sunday, if you're back here, we're assuming you're ready to roll up your sleeves and to go to work with us to reach this city and this nation and this world for Jesus. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence and even to deal with these hard issues and recognize that you are God, that you don't bring these things into our life except to teach us and to make us strive within ourselves to make sure that we are right before you. And I ask today that you show me the things in my life that don't belong, that I may continue to grow, and that you show each one of us. Father, we don't make every decision perfectly. But I can say, Father, that we make every decision as best we can by what we believe is led by your Spirit. Hindsight is always better than foresight, Father, and there's a lot of things that in hindsight I would have done differently. But there's nothing that I did and that we did, Father, that was meant for selfish or intrusive gain. And we stand here as stewards of this church. All these men and women on this platform stand as stewards of this church, wanting you to bless our faithful stewardship. We ask that you will lead us and guide us in the coming days, months, and years. That years from now, Father, we may look back on these days and see how your Spirit worked at Grace Church. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it very much. You're dismissed.